Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Temperatures are feeling pleasant this morning, noticeably cooler than yesterday in the 50s. I'll show you how many more refreshing mornings are in our forecast this week.
Today, parents across Wake County will find out if their students will have to go to a new school next school year. Coming up, I'll explain everything you need to know if your student could be impacted.
The Raleigh Christmas Parade is scheduled to happen in less than 2 months. The organization behind the event is taking their plans to City Council today.
Tough game for Bryce Young. Tough result for the Carolina Panthers. What the rookie quarterback says he needs to do after two losses to start the year. We'll revisit that home opener. Exciting time, even if it didn't go the right way for the Carolina Panthers. I'm Jeff Hogan. Welcome to your Tuesday.
And I'm Renee Chu. Our temperatures and our lower humidity, that's a win for us today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with this refreshing start, a noticeable change from yesterday, Elizabeth.
It feels great. When you open the door, you're going to notice a difference. This is a live look at downtown Durham. Of course, sun's not quite up yet, but it'll be a beautiful sunrise with clear skies. 55 is our temperature and our dew point sitting at 53 right now. So it feels great out there. It's 48 in Roxborough, but elsewhere, most of us are in the mid to upper 50s. 55 Goldsboro and Durham, 59 Fayetteville, 54 in Southern Pines. Hour by hour, it feels great at lunchtime too, mid-70s. And then again, highs will be in the low 80s for this afternoon with lots of sunshine. We have the chance for rain over the weekend. We're going to keep this nice pattern with us all the way up until, say, Friday. We have the potential for a tropical low to develop off the coast of Florida and start to move northward. Just a 30% chance that it has any tropical characteristics. But even if it doesn't, it'll still be a low pressure system that moves up the coast, bringing us rain possibly as early as Friday night into Saturday with a few lingering showers on Sunday. Now, another computer model has this farther offshore with less rain, so we'll talk more about the scenarios coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Trader this morning. It is 6:01. Let's take a look at traffic here. And around the Beltline 440, we're looking good. 40 also is all green on all of our sensors across the board. We have our delay map actually that is going to pop up here and delay free on all of our major routes coming into Raleigh right now. So that's good news. Maybe a couple of minutes if you catch any of those stoplights coming in on US 1 South from Wake Forest. Over in the Durham area, same story. We are delay free across the board right now and all those major routes that go into the Durham area. This is our live look at I-40 at Harrison Avenue. Some cars starting to pick up there out on 40 near Harrison as people start to head to work here on this Tuesday morning. Jeff and Renee.
Brett, thank you. Today, the graduate student accused of shooting and killing a UNC professor on campus last month is due back in court. Tai Lei Chi is charged with first-degree murder. He's accused of shooting and killing Professor Zijie Yin on campus on August 28th. The shooting prompted a campus-wide lockdown.
Students at NC State are not going to class today. They have the day off to focus on their mental health. The university says today is Wellness Day. The scheduled Wellness Day gives students a chance to reflect on how they're doing during the busy semester. They are encouraged to check in with themselves, friends, colleagues. Events will be happening across campus to support mental health and well-being. Business leaders and others will address Raleigh City Council today about the new plan for this city's Christmas parade. WRL's Monica Casey joins us this morning from City Hall, where we're expecting to learn more about how the city will move forward with this event this year. Monica, good morning.
Good morning. Less than 2 months from now, the Raleigh Christmas Parade will be happening downtown. Today, the Greater Raleigh Merchants Association will be speaking with City Council about their hopes and plans for the event. After first deciding not to grant a permit for the parade, the city reversed course and reached a compromise with the Merchants Association. The original decision to cancel the parade came after 11-year-old Haley Brooks was hit and killed during last year's parade by an out-of-control pickup truck on Hillsborough Street. The Brooks family released a statement saying they disagreed with the decision to cancel the parade. The event will now go on, but look quite different. The November 18th parade will not have motorized vehicles or floats. The work session begins at 11:30 here today, and City Council's regular session will start at 1. In Raleigh, Monica Casey, WRAL News.
And you'll be able to watch this year's parade live on WRAL Saturday, November 18th, starting at 9 a.m. It'll be the 50th year of broadcasting the parade live on WRAL.
Big changes could be coming for many families in Wake County. School leaders will talk today about their plans to shuffle kids into different schools to help address overcrowding and other concerns. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from Cary this morning. Kelsey, this would be a major disruption for some families.
Good morning, Renee. It certainly would be. Today, parents will find out if their students could potentially be moved to a new school next school year. Discussions have been happening here at the board about this proposed plan to see if it could get approved. Now, the students would be moved out of overcrowded schools or into schools closer to their homes under the proposed plan. But some students who are in traditional calendar schools would have to move to year-round schools and vice versa. 22 year-round schools would no longer have a dedicated traditional calendar school that students could apply to transfer into. The school system says their student population is overcrowding, or rather is increasing, and that's creating overcrowding. Right now, there are 24 schools in Wake County that are at full capacity. And another factor that plays into all of this is that there's going to be a new school in Holly Springs, a new elementary school, and students are going to have to move there. So this plan is going to have to go through some drafts before public hearings, and it could be approved by November. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Cary.
Students on the NC State campus are on high alert after a reported sexual assault. Police say a man forced a student into a car off Hillsborough Street about 11 yesterday morning. Police say he took that student to another place where the sexual assault happened. Other students say they're shocked and need to look out for one another.
I think it's crazy because I feel like there should be like a bunch of bystanders around, and like the fact that no one like picked up on that, I don't know. Not to like blame anyone, but like you would just think that like maybe someone would have like seen it or like tried to help her out in some way.
Right now, there's only a vague description of the suspect. Police say it doesn't appear a weapon was used. NC State and Raleigh police are both investigating.
A Wake Forest man is facing life in prison or the death penalty after investigators say he killed his wife. It was an emotional day in court when 63-year-old Swan Thanh Pham made his first appearance yesterday since his arrest. He's accused of stabbing his wife in a domestic-related incident earlier this month. At one point in court, Pham had an outburst and was seen and heard sobbing. A judge appointed him a capital defender. Pham remains in jail this morning without bond.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, President Biden is on his way to New York to address world leaders of the United Nations today. The White House says the president will use the opportunity to make the case to world leaders and a nod to the 2024 election that he reestablished the U.S. as a leader on the world stage. In addition, the president plans to strongly encourage world leaders to continue supporting Ukraine in its effort to beat back an invasion by Russia. Look for new reporting on the president's U.N. visit throughout the day online on our WRAL News app and in our newscasts, of course, starting at noon.
Ken, thanks. Republican lawmakers in Raleigh are looking for help from Democrats as budget negotiations inch forward. The GOP-led legislature is at an impasse on the budget as casino gambling remains a sticking point. Not all Republicans agree on legalizing casinos, which is a key part of the state budget. Meanwhile, Democrats are arguing that Medicaid expansion, which is also tied to the budget proposal, is being held up unjustly. Democrats are expected to release a counter proposal for the budget soon. That would include larger raises for state employees.
Raleigh police need your help tracking down a person they say robbed a bank in broad daylight. Take a good look at this picture from the bank's surveillance camera. This happened just before 1 yesterday afternoon at the First National Bank on Creedmoor Road. Police say the person handed the teller a note, implied they had a weapon, and demanded money. So far, no arrests have been made.
The home opener for the Carolina Panthers did not go the way Bryce Young and the team's fans hoped. The rookie QB got off to a sluggish start against the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football at Bank of America Stadium. It was a defensive battle, but a few big plays by the Saints gave them the edge. A late comeback attempt from the Panthers was not enough. New Orleans won it 20-17. Young says he takes responsibility for his mistakes.
You know, that's just on me, making sure that I when it's there, I take advantage of it. You know, hitting throws that are missed, obviously, I have to do a better job of that.
The Panthers have now lost two straight to start the season. The next game is Sunday on the road against Seattle.
Pittsburgh Steelers got a couple big defensive plays on their way to a win over the Cleveland Browns. That interception right there, returned for a touchdown, was the game's first play. Then in the fourth quarter, a fumble return for a touchdown gave them the lead for good. Steelers won 26-22. The Browns took another big loss in the game because their star running back, Nick Chubb, went down with a season-ending knee injury.
Coming up, Hispanic women in Durham say they are being targeted by criminals.
Last week, someone smashed the car window of one of our staff members.
Why they say they're feeling vulnerable and the work local agencies are doing to help.
The Powerball jackpot is climbing higher and higher again. It is now the 10th largest ever. Another drawing without a big winner last night.
Hey, we're big winners with the weather the next several days, looking at temperatures in the 80s, nice crisp start in the morning. But over the weekend, we have the chance for rain. I'll walk you through it coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Six 13. It's a nice morning out there. Temperature 55 degrees around the Triangle area. We're seeing similar conditions across the viewing area. If you're sending the kids out to the bus stop this morning, you might want to send them with just a light jacket or just a long sleeve shirt. Temperatures in the mid 50s, as much as 10 degrees cooler than it was this time yesterday. It's going to be a warm afternoon, so they'll want their shorts and t-shirts for when they get off the bus. The afternoon temperatures will climb on up into the mid 80s this afternoon in some spots, and we'll see plenty of sunshine. Walking the dog this morning. It feels great out there. It's just one of those beautiful mornings. We're starting off with temperatures in the 50s, and we'll see those temperatures just climbing gradually through the morning, looking at 63 by 9 a.m. Over the weekend, we have a chance for showers. I'll show you coming up, Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic here right now. And right now, green all the way across the board. That's the good news so far this morning. We are looking at major routes all in the clear at this point. 87 from the Wendell area and Zebulon, we're in the clear. The Beltline looking good, too. Maybe a couple of slowdown spots, but nothing too major to worry about. Here's our live look on the Beltline, 440 at Ridge Road. They've cleared those cones off from that overnight construction, so that's looking good as well. We're going to continue to check back in with you every 10 minutes or so here on WRAL with weather and traffic. Renee Chu here. You're with a new crime warning that's popped up.
Yeah, disturbing trend in Durham, Brett. The Durham Police Department trying to track down people they say are targeting Hispanic women in a string of crimes. Officers say several victims reported being robbed and carjacked by people in ski masks. There have been at least five of these incidents. Investigators say they happened between September 3rd and 12th at a bus stop, an apartment complex, and a business parking lot. WRAL spoke with a local organization that serves the Hispanic community, and they say one of their coworkers was a victim of this crime spree.
Last week, someone smashed the car window of one of our staff members just in the parking lot outside of one of our offices in Durham.
Bernice Malagon says there are several factors that make the Hispanic community vulnerable to these types of crimes. She says it includes them being less likely to report the incident to authorities due to immigration concerns. El Centro Hispano encourages people to reach out for help through the process of reporting. You can find more information at elcentronc.org.
Carytown Council candidates say they have plans to help people who are facing affordable housing issues. Last night, 600 people packed Greenwood Forest Baptist Church to hear how those town council candidates would support those people. A hot topic of conversation was a 40-acre property near downtown Cary called Chatham Square and Chatham Estates. Selling that property would displace hundreds of people and dozens of small businesses. An advocate for the residents with the group One Wake told WRAL all candidates said they would ensure Chatham Estates residents are fully compensated for relocation expenses.
India's government is denying allegations that it was involved in the killing of a Canadian Sikh leader. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau rose in Parliament yesterday and accused India of being involved in the killing of Hardeep Singh Nijjar in British Columbia in June. He called it a political assassination. Today, India's Ministry of External Affairs called that absurd. In response to the accusations, India expelled a Canadian diplomat.
Hunter Biden is now taking legal action against the IRS. The president's son filed a lawsuit claiming the agency violated his privacy rights when two whistleblowers testified about a tax investigation. He says they sought to publicly damage his reputation. This new lawsuit comes just days after he was indicted on three gun charges.
The town of Clayton is getting a new fire chief. David Raines will begin the new role with the Clayton Fire Department on October 16th. Chief Raines is a graduate of Fayetteville State. He has 30 years of experience, the last 25 of which he served with Cary's Fire Department.
Final preparations are happening for the Benson Mule Days. The fun gets started Thursday afternoon when the downtown vendors open up. Thursday night, live music and carnival rides begin. The mule events start Friday, including the mule show and the mule race. You can also ride in a mule-drawn wagon. The festival brings in tens of thousands of people from all over each year, and it runs through Sunday. WREL is a proud community partner. 6:18 is the time right now. A little bit of rain on the schedule for the weekend for some of those Benson Mule Days, but we're starting off just great this week right now, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. And if you're thinking about heading to Benson Mule Days, it starts on Thursday. Thursday is going to be a beautiful day. And on Friday, we probably won't see rain until later in the day, but you know, I think a lot of people, once they get off work, probably want to go out there. And that's when the rain could begin. We're going to walk through that for you coming up. We take a look at Goldsboro, just starting to see a little bit of that sun lighting up the horizon, just barely. Look at Fayetteville, where our newsroom is, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and a very pleasant start in Apex this morning. Here's a look at our big picture. We have high pressure that's keeping things nice and dry and cool for us right now. But this front continues to hang out offshore, and we'll likely see a low developing along this front off the coast of Florida and Georgia. It will move northward. It'll be a fairly low impact event in terms of a tropical system. It'll be a little bit breezy, and we'll see some scattered rain, and those chances will increase as we get through the weekend. Right now, there's only a 30% chance that it develops into a tropical system, but it doesn't really matter that much. The impacts will be very similar for us in North Carolina no matter what. It will be following the Gulf Stream, where it will pick up some energy with that warm water of the Gulf Stream, and it is likely that we'll see high rip current danger over the weekend again with this system moving up the coast. You can see the wave heights and how those really jump over the weekend with that storm moving through. Let's take a look at it here on Futurecast. You can see the low developing, pushing northward. By Friday at 6 p.m., it's pushing rain into eastern North Carolina and then across the rest of our viewing area during the day. Saturday, there's Saturday at 6 p.m. It moves northward, but may wrap around a little bit of rain on Sunday. Sunday's still looking gray, but probably not as wet as Saturday. So here's a look at some of the numbers. Friday evening, Friday night, 40% chance. During the day, Saturday, 50. And then 30% chance on Saturday night and on Sunday. One of the computer models takes this low much farther offshore and away from us, and that would bring us less rain. So just keep checking back as we get more information and continue to tweak that forecast. Hurricane Nigel, the 5 a.m. advisory, winds at 85 miles per hour. It's a Cat 1, could become Cat 2 as we get through the next few hours, but then just staying out to sea and not having much effect on land, not any effect on land. But the next wave off the coast of Africa, 70% chance that one could develop, so we'll have our eye on that. Beautiful weather for us at least through Thursday, some cool mornings and warm afternoons with temperatures in the 80s. It is cooler over the weekend. Saturday, the first day of fall.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. This is 620 right now, and our drive times into the Raleigh area still delay-free at this point, and that is all good news on the roadways. If any of those major routes that you take in or out of Raleigh right now, no incidents out on the roadway. Same thing with Durham. Right now, delay-free all the way across the board, maybe 1 minute or so if you catch any of those stoplights out there, but nothing too really big to worry about. I-540 at Glenwood Avenue, that's our live look there. That's 540. And you can see there on the camera and a few cars out there on the roadways. 540 looking pretty good at this point as well. We'll let you know if anything pops up, Jeff and Renee.
Brett, thank you. Durham city workers are holding firm on their demands for a raise.
We're not satisfied with it, and we intend to do whatever we have to do in order to get what we're asking for.
The response they're getting from city council after pushing back against the most recent offer.
And the national debt hits a new milestone as lawmakers try to avoid a government shutdown. What GOP leaders are proposing as the deadline nears.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Today in What's Trending, Ariana Grande and her husband are officially calling it quits.
Yeah, the pop singer and real estate agent Dalton Gomez are ending their two-year marriage. They both filed petitions for divorce yesterday. Reportedly, they've been separated for several months. They say the decision to end their marriage is mutual. It didn't work out because they had to spend so much time apart.
Well, and the relationship became long distance when Ariana went to London to do Wicked. And supposedly she is now dating her co-star in Wicked, Ethan Slater, who also filed for divorce earlier this year. So that's led to some speculation, but it seems that everyone has moved on.
Yeah, Hollywood, music industry, round and round we go.
Yes. Speaking of music, Blink-182's reunion will now include a new album. The group says it will release one more time next month. The first song will come out Thursday along with an accompanying music video. The group classic trio got back together last year after last releasing an album in 2011.
Yeah, long time, right? A dozen years. The band gets back together. Travis Barker produced the whole thing. There's 17 tracks on this. And they've been on tour, this reunion tour, and went in studio. Cranked the whole thing out, so.
Fans have been waiting for this.
One more time.
Folks visiting Disney World got the surprise of a lifetime, a black bear sighting. This video shows the moment the black bear was captured at Magic Kingdom on Monday in Florida. Officials say it's being relocated. They believe the bear was looking for food. Nearly a dozen attractions were closed as crews worked to capture the bear. Coming up on Today, a Florida wildlife expert explains why he wasn't surprised this happened. Today airs right after this newscast at 7, right here on WREL.
And our monkey meter feels really nice the next couple of days on the refreshing to comfy side. But then we see the moisture climbing. We're going to have a chance for rain over the weekend. We'll walk through the timeline and talk about how much we can see.
And the Raleigh Christmas Parade is moving forward without any vehicles in the lineup. Today, business owners and others plan to share their thoughts about the changes.
Fayetteville's proposed youth curfew won't be moving forward. Why city leaders say they need to send it back to the drawing board.